I want you to come to Mark chapter 5. We're going to be speaking about the sick woman who's had an issue of blood. She is in trouble. She knows it. And in verse 21, it says, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Verse 22 is also very important. It says, then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there seeing Jesus. He fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. Notice he's on his way to do something for the Lord. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. How many of you have ever been to a doctor's situation and they're doing all they know and you are seeing yourself declining? Going down. Well, maybe it's because you need to make an adjustment. Notice again, it says when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him. Notice the hearing aspect. You need to hear. Maria, when you spoke about you speaking, some heard what you said. Do you get an amen?
Amen.
How many of you have been on a conversation with someone who's having a problem and you tell them about Jesus? They need to hear. Amen. There are spoken words that are needed to come out of the heart of the saints. Because if the spoken word is held inside, it has no what? No effect, no fruit. Okay? When I heard about the Holy Spirit, my God, I was so nosy. I keep my friend up till 2 o'clock in the morning asking questions because he had discovered the Holy Ghost out in California. And, of course, out in New England, we needed him. Amen? So, verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, which really was his tallit. All right? Because she thought, I want to stress the reality of her thoughts. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Try it on for size. Close your eyes right now. Say, if I just touch the hem of his garment.
His clothes.
I will be healed. That's a thought pattern that I need to have inside of me because I need healing. It's not just for everyone else. It's for me today. Not next week. Even if he's in the midst of a crowd. It doesn't matter. I just touch. And receive my healing by faith. And it will be so.
Amen.
Verse 29. Immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body. Are you hearing? She felt in her body. Now, I'm going to take you on a little journey. I had gone to see Pastor Bob. He's not even here. Lord have mercy. Pastor Bob, who was a doctor at that time. Anyway, if he was here, he'd probably reprimand me again, but that's beside the point. He has a pastor's heart. I had gone to see him, and he had sent me to a specialist because I was having trouble with my breathing. My sinuses were in a real mess. And when I went to see the specialist, He gave me unacceptable medication. And he just handed me the prescription, didn't really look at me, and we'll schedule some surgery. And he hands me a medication that I can't handle, and he walked out of the room. I never got a chance to say anything, not to ask anything. So I did call back, and I said to the pharmacist, is this what I think it is? Because, you know, doctors have special kind of handwriting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, the pharmacist said, this is such and such. And I said, would you file it in your round filing cabinet? There'll be no charge to me because I'm never going to touch that stuff. I cannot handle it. I am totally allergic to it. It just does not work in my body. And this was on a Friday. Well, how many know there was a Friday night healing service every Friday at Grace Church?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now, I'm told I'm not to use what I've been using, which was a nose spray to keep the congestion down, because the entire inside of my throat was all turning gray. And the impact on my sinuses obviously was not visible because he never looked. And I said to the Lord, I wouldn't take my dog to that doctor. Because you see, my dog got better treatment than I did. Praise God for vets, because they would have taken care of me better than what that man did with me. I'm not picking on doctors, but some of them are not in their position.
They shouldn't be doctors.
So I'm not blaming him. I'm just telling you what I experienced. So now I come to church and I can't breathe. And I won't use the spray because I know that I got to do something, but I know I can't. Pastor Gino had passed out several weeks before. Little tiny red ribbons. He had been given instructions. They were just like this, 7 inches long. And everyone had one in their Bible or in their pocket or in their purse or whatever. And of course, I had one at the edge of my Bible. I have a little pouch in my Bible, and it was sitting there. So I went to Holy Communion. And I went back to my pew, which was like third, fourth pew, whatever. And I knelt down, and I'm trying to get some air in my body, trying to make my nose open up, and it's just not happening. And as I'm kind of like this, looking down, I see the little red ribbon, and the Holy Spirit said, would you take the red ribbon and touch your nose? And I said, oh, my God. I know what Pastor Gino taught, but do I believe in a red ribbon? Got it? Do I really believe in a red ribbon? I mean, what do I need a red ribbon for? And the Lord said, it's a point of contact. The hem of his garment. There's one of these. Okay? The woman said, if I touch, there would be a point of contact. So the Holy Spirit repeated it again. Would you take the red ribbon and put it on your nose? How many have ever had a massive sinus headache? You know what it feels like? It's no fun. So I took all my courage, I grabbed the red ribbon, and I touched the top of my nose, and on contact, I felt in my body a surge of grace, and my nasal passages were instantly open, and I could breathe freely, except for my eyes. They were full of water. It wouldn't stop crying for the unbelief. The unbelief had kept me. The unbelief kept saying, don't touch your nose with that crazy ribbon. But the Holy Ghost was on the job teaching me about the blood. This woman had an issue of blood. I had a lack of B. belief in the ability of the blood of Jesus, because that's what that represented. That little red ribbon was taken, put on my nose, and transformed my head. I never had the surgery, and I did call Pastor Bob. He's gonna... Lord, have mercy. I told him, I said, never reconnect me with that doctor, please. He said, what happened? I said, if you love your patients, don't send them to him. If the ones that you don't love, go ahead. And he laughed with me. What am I sharing with you? I felt it in my... When you receive a healing, you're going to be aware that something happened inside of you. It's not artificial. It's not somebody else's experience. Okay? Now watch. 29. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. I was set free from my suffering. At once Jesus realized power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered. And yet, you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering. Whose faith was it?
Her faith.
Whose faith does it need to be activated?
Ours.
We need to take a reality check. Is my unbelief so incredibly powerful that I can't receive what God has already paid for? Some days it is. How many have problems believing sometimes?
Some days.
Thank you. There are times that we pray for one another because our own faith is lacking. There are other times when the Holy Spirit is on the job and he'll do something or use something like a little red ribbon and do what no one else could do. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So, what my job is to let you know that Mark 11:24 says, believing you have received, it will be done unto you.
Amen.
So now you need to put your Bibles down. You need to put your Bibles down. You need to stand up. How many have had a verdict of some problem in your body? Or emotional problem? Mental problems? Some of them are pretty deep. But I want you to hear verse 36. Because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. So verse 35 says, while Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Verse 36 is super important. Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. That's your commission today.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes to the Lord, close your physical eyes, and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Many people have spoken.
Could be doctors.
That I need surgery.
That
I need whatever.
But
I'm coming to you today.
And
I'm coming to you to believe.
That
I can receive.
The miracle that I need.
Because you've already paid for it. So I'm lifting my hands to you.
Right now.
And I'm believing.
And I believe
that you are doing a work. In my body.
In my soul.
In my mind.
In my emotions.
And I'm receiving
my healing today.
Because I heard of Jesus.
And now I'm applying
my hand
to the area that's damaged.
And I'm receiving that healing
by faith in Christ Jesus.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to this darkness.
And I say, loose it, let me go.
In Jesus' name.
And I rejoice
of what you have done.
And I recite
and rely only on you.
Because you are faithful.
You are faithful.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah.
Would you give him a clap offering, please?
You may be seated.
Can I say just a word or two?
No, I want to finish.
Okay.
I want you to sit for a moment.
That's okay.
I need to be reminding you now. Mark 11:24. Believing you have received, it will be done unto you. The believing has to be declared out of your lips as you go forward. And as you keep declaring, the darkness may come and say, oh, you've got all these symptoms. You've got all this unbelief that's working. Keep your focus on the one who has the healing ability. And it will continue to increase. I've seen healings come in a matter of days, some of them weeks. Be faithful and stay focused on the one who is the healer. Doctors do a great job of cutting and doing and whatever. But they're not healers. Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
We need to pray for a moment for the food. Say, Father, today, we're asking for a blessing upon the food
and the time of fellowship.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
One more thing. I put the plate out here because those of you who were here with us last week, ask that we could put the plate out one more time. Judy's son-in-law has a need of some financial help along with her daughter. And if you have a press in the Lord to add to what we've already prepared, I believe that she's going to be carrying home to her family a gift from the house of prayer along with you so that it'll bless that needed family. Amen?
Amen.
She is definitely in need. Maria?
When sometimes I'm so sleepy and I go to bed to take a nap, when I lay down, I'm right awake. I say, Lord, you're sneaky.
Amen. He wants more praise.
And sometimes I nag him. I want to know. I say that, you know, like a child.
Yeah.
And I hear his voice so clear. I love it when you get like that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It treats me like a child.
Yes, he does. Dale?
I just want to witness to what Kim just taught you. Back in 1989, I went through a real rough time of a breakdown. And I didn't know it at the time. It was a transgressional breakdown. But anyway, things got so bad, I checked myself into a psych unit. Nobody did it. I drove myself there. And anyway, I went through the procedure and all this kind of good stuff. I even had them put me in a room where I could pray. And finally, the doctor came to me and he said, we have diagnosed she was manic depressive. And I didn't say a word. I just walked out and I said, Lord, I'm wrong with the picture. You've already told me that I'm a new creation in Christ. I don't receive this word. I never did. I never received the word. I just went out proclaiming, I'm a new creation in Christ. Before I left, I ran around to every patient in the place, and I gave them a big hug. I thought they thought I was a little loony. I don't care. But the key was that I spoke the word.
Yes.
That was the word of God I spoke, and I never received it and just walked out.
Amen.
walked out.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you are definitely healed.
Yeah.
Share some hugs with each other. Get ready to celebrate. Yes, Liv.
A girl, a woman that I work with, her mother was found dead.
Uh-huh.
And she had been there for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
They can't identify her. So this young lady needs prayers. They will not release the body until they can find out.
Well, ask the Holy Spirit to give grace in that situation.
Yes, please.
Come on up.
Thank you.